Hello, everybody. George here. Just had to confirm the date at the beginning of things. I got mixed up a couple times and put the wrong number on the February topics, but I think this is for day 13. And it pertains to our favorite subject in school, which I got thinking about, and it really depended on what branch of school I was in. I think without question, my favorite subject in elementary school would have been science. And I think that's just because we got to do little things and explore and do experiments and stuff like that. That was, and they were fun things. We made little, I remember doing a study of gas once, and I think we had, I'm not sure if it was baking soda and vinegar, but we put it in a plastic bag, and the reaction inflated the bag. And we did the same sort of thing. There was one to demonstrate the reaction of yeast. We put it in a little plastic vial, and it reacted with such force it actually blew the top off the vial. And I remember when I went out for what was called recess, everybody left theirs behind. I was so taken with the experiment, I wanted to take it along. So I had it in my pocket. Well, all of a sudden, I felt some movement from my pocket. And I opened up my pocket, and sure enough, the top had blown off of this container, and I had all this yuck in my pocket. I think it was water, yeast, and sugar. Yeah. So you can imagine that stuff is pretty yuck. And I think I was warned. Oh, boy. The fun experiments. I just, little things stick with me throughout the ages. I mean, we did this exercise one time where we planted a carrot sideways, or we planted vegetables, of course, the upright way. And we planted them different directions to see if they'd grow. And I specifically remember sideways. And we did have some growth out of it. So, kind of thought that was neat. And then, towards the end of elementary, and I should have specified earlier, elementary school over here in Canada is grades 1 through 6, or in some cases kindergarten through 6. But one of my favorite, I've always been interested in things, but my favorite, one of my favorite units was something called simple circuits. Guess what we got to do there? Very, very, very simple electronics. Learned the difference there between series and parallel circuits. All low voltage stuff. We had little battery operated things. We could run a doorbell, we could connect a buzzer. And I have to say that my teachers were very innovative. And I got into trouble in this unit. Believe it or not, it was my favorite and the one where I got in trouble, because I could understand the electronics bit of it, connecting the wires and everything else. But then I had to do a representation of this on paper. And our one teacher, he could be pretty fair, but he could be a little bit on the critical side sometimes, because what we had, and this is the clever bit, I really think it was clever in retrospect, is these cutout paper shapes of the various components, the battery, the buzzer, the bell, you know, that we were trying to get to work with these circuits, and the switch and what have you. Well, I had glue all over the place. I just was very poor at managing paper, glue, and these artifacts. Oh, and we used a string for wire, to represent wire. And he came over and he said, well, maybe this isn't the unit for you. Maybe you shouldn't be doing this unit. And I said, well, I'm fine with the electronics. I just can't handle this part of it. And he said, well, you have to be able to do all of the parts of it, not just part of it. And so, not a good day. The rest of the days were good when we weren't having to do the paper representations of it, and I wasn't having to glue everything, including me, to the paper. Anyway, ought not to stick in that. So, yeah, it would, without a question, be science. I don't know what it was called, but another thing that I'll chip in for elementary school, which is very close on par with that, was, I don't know if it was called reading class or what, but occasionally we had a time where we'd sit around in a circle and our teacher would read to us. Story time. I mean, this was all of the grades of elementary we had experience with this. And the one that stuck out in my mind was Chronicles of Narnia. I think we read a few of them. And I've just never lost my enjoyment for that whole series. Have to get it on ebook or something and review it. Anyway, so that's elementary school in a nutshell. Favorite subject, junior high. Now, this one was tricky. I was going to say science as well, but I'm not sure about that now. I don't know. Junior high was a rough period. I think it is for a lot of students. Not my favorite. I'm going to say mobility. Not even an in-school subject. Where we went to go out and explore and how to learn how to deal with just certain traveling situations. And when you're blind or visually impaired, you need special training on that. So, of course, white cane technique, sighted guide technique. Well, sighted guide started back in elementary school. And I'll have to say, I didn't think of it initially because I was thinking in-school subjects. And it was only when I couldn't think of a favorite school subject that I came by mobility. But yeah, that would be my favorite for that. I guess in school would have to be industrial arts. Definitely. So I'm going to do a short trip through junior high and get, that's by the way, grades 7 through 9. And then we go into high school, we call it high school, which is basically 10 through 12, grades 10 through 12. And you could sort of, you got to decide then whether you're going to be matriculation, which was, well, it's you could pick your level of courses and stuff. And without a question, my favorite one there would be a toss-up between, I had one science class. I did well in physics, but I don't know if I enjoyed it as well. Automotives. Big time, automotives. I couldn't wait to get down, and sometimes it was a bit of a frustration because the tasks we were put to were visual enough that I had to observe, as our mechanics teacher put it, or he'd put me on some other task. He was good to me. I actually had an aide later on that helped me out with a lot of the tasks, and I did a lot of work there. Soon realized, due to the nature of changing cars and the fact that I realized my own limitations there, that that wasn't going to be my career thing. Say, one joke I made, I wanted to do my own, eventually just have a shop as a business, like an automotive shop. Naive teenage dreams. Well, what can I say? I guess that's what keeps one hopeful. And my mechanics teacher he got a big laugh out of it. He says, okay, when you do that, we'll get the heck out of here and I'll come work for you. Oh, man. Fun. Yes, that was my favorite in high school, rather than any of the academic. I did have some pretty good teachers throughout, but I think that's another boon to itself. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. And we'll talk to you later. So take care, and thanks for listening. Bye.